This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay, 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 gay.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Yummy, yummy.
He's a fag.
Right. They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
We sure do.
Homo.
Stand by for Buzz's News coming up right after Craig Wilson. Tomorrow on the show, we'll celebrate Buzz's birthday, which happens over the weekend. We're going to have a nude for Buzz.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Tomorrow, I'm really going to try to get to those Jerry tapes.
Jerry.
God, I'd love to finish that up. Chelsea Handler. Have you seen her on E! Exclamation point?
Yes.
I have not.
She's hot and she's funny.
I haven't seen her. Is she a real hottie?
Yeah, she is. She's got a good, she's like a female Perez Hilton.
Really?
Except she's good. She's funny.
Cool.
Very sarcastic. I think she's picking the pros with us tomorrow.
Yes.
She got a nice look.
Sure. It's funny.
She's very nice.
It's funny that you're talking like that.
Only when I sit up.
Because I got one more thought.
What's that?
What's something we can do next week?
What do you want to do?
Because I know that you guys, Robbie told me you did a Regis thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what that means?
What's that?
Next week we call the sex lines.
All right.
Larry, you call sex lines.
Why?
Sure.
Yeah. So, what are you wearing?
You're fat, but you say you're skinny.
I've always wanted to make me a Cobb salad. I think it'll work.
Yeah.
I think it'll work well.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to it.
Me too. That'll be tomorrow's show and then beyond. Well, let's not think. Listen, tomorrow is promised to nobody.
That's right.
Let's enjoy today's show.
Amen.
And let's start that Britney Spears suicide walk.
He's a bad boy.
That is really, I'm not kidding. I think that's that ball's on fire. Good idea for a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Craig from yesterday.
All right.
Now, this Craig is for the connoisseurs of Craig Wilson.
Oh, good.
Because you're going to find that there is no overt, I'm gay, my partner Jack, my mother. There's none of that.
It's just very Craig.
Yeah.
Very, very Craig. And I believe he has connoisseurs out there.
Oh, yeah.
So without further ado.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
From yesterday's USA Today. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Road rage spins off in new direction.
For years now, road rage has been, well, all the rage.
Not a day goes by that you don't hear of another incident. Someone gets shot. Someone has run off the road. Someone has a super-sized soda cup thrown at him from a passing car.
Now it appears that spin class isn't safe either.
I wouldn't really care, except I take a spin class.
Sure.
3 times a week.
Sure you do.
I've always thought I'd probably die of a heart attack there. Little did I know, it was my fellow spinners I had to fear.
Spinning, for the uninitiated, is an exercise, boy. I heard you sit on a stationary bike and pedal as fast as you can, while an instructor screams you're not pedaling fast enough, boy.
It was reported the other day that a Wall Street broker became so enraged at another spinner in his class that he threw him and his bike up against a wall.
The thrown spinner, a hedge fund manager, suffered a back injury and required surgery. Eventually, with hooting and grunting during the workout, something that sent the other spinner into a rage. And yes, lawyers have been called. The thrower is now charged with assault.
As for the hooter and the grunter, his attorney says he was just enjoying the euphoric experience of cycling and was making noises to increase his high, boy.
Who knows where rage will rear its head next?
It's only a matter of time before Rachel Ray spins one of her guests to the wall with a butcher knife. Will Martha Stewart wrap one of her new kitchen towels around someone's neck as he strolls through Macy's.
The legendary Julia Child used to exhibit a bit of rage when throwing her chickens around the old shopping block, but at least they were already dead. And there was something charming about Child's rage. If rage can be charming.
We can be assured there will be rage of the non-charming variety if and when cell phone use is allowed on planes. I can see the fistfights at 30,000 feet now, boy.
I witnessed a milder form of air rage recently when one of my fellow passengers flipped his tray up in protest, boy, when he was given the wrong meal. Seems he had ordered a special vegetarian meal and got Salisbury steak instead. I thought vegetarians were a more mellow lot.
He ended up getting nothing, which might be the best way to deal with rage. Ignore it.
Kind of hard to do, though, when you're in a bygone your health club. Excuse me. Kind of hard to do, though, when you're on a bike at your health club.
Amen.
And you suddenly find yourself pedaling away in the air like Miss Gulch in The Wizard of Oz.
Heat is about the only thing that can send me into a rage. I become homicidal.
My friends know to steer clear of me if it's 98 degrees with 100% humidity.
The good news is, autumn is here! It's cool! And so am I!
The better news is, boy, I don't grunt or hoot when I'm spinning. I can hardly catch my breath, let alone hoot.
Maybe I'm safe for a little while longer.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh, yes, a spin class 3 times a week.
You know, when you analyze this,
yes,
it's a guy talking about rage in a spin class,
right,
and then he segues to Rachel Ray,
yep, yes,
and Martha Stewart,
Julia Child,
Julia Child, right,
and
then you've got the mean Miss Gulch in The Wizard of Oz.
Can you picture him on that airplane then, when the guy didn't get the vegetarian meal, and he's next to the guy with it, and you just see him going, oh, oh,
pedaling away in the air like mean Miss Gulch in The Wizard of Oz.
It's all Craig. I love the man. I really do.
Me too.
Absolutely. Keep him coming, Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
There he is. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
It's your birthday in a few days, isn't it?
It's coming up, yes.
How old are you going to be?
I believe I will be 54.
Okay, let's go. Okay, what's the real answer, Buzz?
I believe I'll be 54.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This man's lying.
The more absolutely. I say it, the more I believe it.
He doesn't need Civil War artifacts at his house. He was there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Anyway, tomorrow, before we get to the news part of the show, what would you like? What type of chick would you like?
You know, I think that's a good idea.
What? Well, pretty.
No, come on. You know, do the old Buzz thing. Describe your ideal, your ideal woman, if you could pick her. And obviously, you know, they're going to send down whoever's free.
That's right. Whatever comes off the rack.
Mike, no. I just made an executive decision in the back room.
Really?
Because it's Buzz. Uh-huh. I said,
we'll pitch in.
I lumped you in with me.
Yeah.
I said we would be willing to pay
right
to get some new talent.
Hey, Johnny,
down here.
Wow. So that's the conversation that I walked by when you were having that with Johnny, if we're doing that, then I think we go somewhere else, then. If we got to pay for it, I think we try some new talento.
Which is why I wanted to ask Buzz,
yes,
exactly what is it you would like in your dream girl for your dry humping tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Oh, let's see. Let's start with a brunette with long hair.
Brunette, that's number one.
Natural, preferably no implants.
Okay.
Size there doesn't matter to me as much as the fact that they're real.
Very good.
And she's got to be Asian, right?
No, not necessarily.
But would Asians be acceptable?
Any race is acceptable.
Any
race is definitely acceptable.
Rob, it's not your birthday.
That's right.
All right, so any race, brunette,
right,
long hair.
That'd be great.
You don't care if her boobs are big.
That's right.
And I will plan on bringing an extra $5 to the radio station.
You want them
tomorrow
to be real.
Yes, mm-hmm, please. That's very important, I think.
And
if you could specify an ethnicity, is there any particular ethnicity that you might really be turned on?
Sort of embarrassing, but my current predilection, women from the Middle East. They're women.
Traitor!
Wow, terrorists.
Like perhaps from India, for example.
Oh really?
Right. Osama. Yeah,
and that's easy to find with that religious culture.
Yeah, we're going to find a hot dothead girl.
You'd be surprised.
Their idea of stripping is showing their eyes.
In a Buzz, I'd like you to meet Indira.
That is hot.
Here we go.
Buzz, what's the cutoff on how many visible scars?
Oh, I think preferably no more than one or two.
How do you feel about tattoos?
Tattoos are okay if they're tastefully arranged.
So you would like a Middle Eastern woman with natural breasts, long hair, you don't care about the tattoos.
Right.
Well, let me get out the impossible directory.
You ask for an ideal.
nice big tats.
I'll be happy with whoever shows up.
I'm going to make the order then. All I'll phone this order in. I would like to order an Asian hottie for Buzz.
An Asian hottie would be.
That's A-OK
with me, too.
I agree.
That'd be fine.
I think that'd be good.
Sure. I'm with Buzz.
Yep.
All natural on the boobs. And Buzz, last question.
Okay.
Do you like it smooth? Smooth or hairy?
Oh, there's maybe somewhere in between, I think, is the best answer.
Pick one or the other, Buzz.
No, I really would prefer not to do that.
Smooth or hairy?
Landing strip?
If I must choose one or the other, I would have to say smooth.
Smooth.
If I must choose.
But okay.
My real choice would be somewhere in between.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in him, too.
The landing strip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He really wants a jump and
No, I didn't say that. I mean, you made me choose one or the other.
Well, you're going to have a special day tomorrow.
That's right. Hero.
I mean, John, I say block out a whole hour for it.
John, this will be real easy. Over in McLean.
In McLean.
You don't need to say anything else.
Call to any of those Asian massage parlors.
Sport massage.
You know what I'm saying?
I am feeling tense, so that would be good.
You know what I'm saying?
Deep tissue massage.
Yeah, but they don't do the show, though. They won't bring the stuff, right?
Oh, I think there'll be
Will
a show.
Will they do the show?
No, I don't think they do.
You know what he should do? He should call. You ever read the back of Washingtonian magazine? You know the one where they used to have us, Don and Mike, say it was. I was so proud of it. They used to say.
At one point, excuse me, but weren't there more than one?
Yeah, at one point there were two.
Wasn't there more than one company of strippograms and real big in the ad it said, Don and Mike recommend.
It's like an ad for us being pervs right in the back of Washingtonian. But they've got all sorts of those ads back there. Like individuals and also, you know, but it's entertainers. That's what you're looking for.
Exactly. Buzz, look through your wallet. See if you have any numbers.
I do.
We'll find you exactly what you're looking for tomorrow.
Very good.
I'll be very happy.
Nice, tall Swedish lady.
Celebrate your birthday just a little early.
Right, he'd take a tall Swede.
I know he would.
I like to climb.
Wouldn't even have to be a lady.
I like to climb. He's getting ramped up. Nobody enjoys it more on his birthday, and I respect him for that.
How did he come up with that stuff? And what was that $25 word that you threw out there as far as what type of a lady it is that you'd be interested in?
A predilection.
My current taste would be
predilection.
He is high and horny.
Why don't you lick my predilection?
Hey, you know what? That won't get us in trouble, and we can put that on T-shirts. Amen. Lick my predilection.
Amen. Well, it's pill time for me.
Save one for me.
Oh, it's going to be a fun news hour.
So we'll be right back with more of this. Buzz in the news right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.